show up in a place of business and start singing, you don't want to bring a group of, looks like several children and young adults, maybe a few middle-aged folks, and start singing in a place of business. That is very, very rude. It's Free Talk Live, by the way. I'll tell you more about what's going on in the audio we just played for you at the open of the show there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line in the studio this evening. It is Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can call into the show about whatever you want. You don't necessarily have to comment on this video footage. We're going to play you the audio track from, we're actually already about halfway through it. It's fairly short. Of D.C. Capitol Police. This happened apparently about 10 days ago. 2 weeks, actually. D.C. Capitol Police approaching a group of what are supposedly protesters. I think they're there on some sort of immigration-related issue. And they are standing in a hallway at the Capitol, apparently outside of John Boehner's office. They've been there on a daily basis. And so these are some dedicated activists. Now, I don't know if all of them are there every single day, but a group that is there on this issue are there apparently on a daily basis. And the man's voice that you hear in, besides the singing people, the man's voice saying he's had enough of this is a Capitol Police officer. So the place of business he's talking about is Washington, D.C., the Capitol building.
Hey, I love how these politicians and bureaucrats call their work business.
Right. Isn't it an insult to actual business?
I suppose, but I think it arguably could be called a business.
It's something that they're busy with, I suppose. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I think that it's a business. They offer services, and those services are offered as a monopoly, though.
Offer is not the right word, because and yes, they are monopolistic in the way that they behave, but to say they're offering their services is inaccurate because they're forcing people to accept their services.
Yeah, well, you can always leave.
No, you can't.
Well, yeah, you really can.
You can pay to leave.
Okay. Most people can't afford that.
Well, this is the service we have, is the exit tax. So, I mean, the way they look at it is it's a service. I mean, it's a monopoly, and they won't let other people compete. So I don't know if it fits every aspect of a business, but I can see why they might call it a business. But he says this is a place of business, and businesses often would really love people to come in and sing some songs. But probably not protest songs, I'll admit.
Well, here we go. Let me continue the rest of this audio here from the KFT Stories YouTube channel.
Okay, I'm not going to tolerate it. This is a place of business, and we do not sing in the hallway. If it comprehended?
We got it, sir.
Well, apparently you don't sing in the hallway. And I was interesting. I was looking at some of the comments.
But he apparently does yell in the hallway.
And he's, by the way, backed up with another officer here. He's not alone. So I was looking at some of the comments on this, and of course there's the police worshiping people who just believe the police can do no wrong. Hey, they say these adults are exploiting the children in this particular case.
Yeah, I think this is also interesting. When is it appropriate to take a kid to a protest? I mean, obviously Tea Partiers have done the same thing. These people appear to be on the liberal side. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I'm not 100% sure. But is there no time?
Well, I think both liberals and conservatives support immigration restrictions, so I don't know if I would label these people with any particular...
Is it for immigration restrictions?
Or? I mean, no, I think they're against immigration restrictions. I think they're for loosening up the immigration system.
Okay, that sounds like a liberal thing, but I could be wrong.
Do you hear liberals coming out and really supporting immigration freedom?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Individuals, not politicians.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you made that clarification.
Yeah, it's not a bunch of GD five-year-old Democrat politicians
in the
hallway.
No, I get what you're saying, but they don't generally put the average person on the television, right? So most people's perceptions...
No, you have to sing in the hallway to get put on the television.
Yeah, so let me continue with the audio here.
First warning.
You got it.
Thank you.
Kids look pretty shocked here in this video footage.
Thank you, Officer Rowling.
They are little. Do you see the screenshot, Mark? I mean, they're little kids.
Little kids.
7, 8 years old, maybe.
Yep.
We're okay. We're going to pray quietly. We're not going to pray.
I'm going to stay here now. Because this is getting old real fast.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, that's nice.
Your prayer is getting old.
Hold on. Let me bring this right.
Every day, I'm done. I'm going to start making arrests.
There you go.
So he's lording over people who are going to pray quietly in the hallway?
Hey, if you're going to be there every day, he's going to start making arrests.
He's here there every day?
Look, you protesters can come around every once in a while, but if you're here on a consistent basis, we just can't have this.
You stinking people robbed me to pay for this hallway. I should be able to come here every day.
You know, I'm reading through this article, I'm reading through the comments, and I see this fantastic comment. It says, the right thing to do would be to keep singing.
Yes.
That man is going to be a monster. That's on him. And then it just warms my heart to see that that is from our very own Derek J. Freeman.
Absolutely,
I
agree.
That's absolutely right. I think the right thing to do would be to keep singing.
It absolutely would be the right thing to do. However, I understand why people don't do that. They have their children with them, right? I mean, they don't want to get arrested in front of their kids.
Well, the kids who are singing, too.
They don't want to have their kids arrested. They don't want to have their kids separated from them. But
they should just get the kids to sing and see what he'd do.
Well, okay, Mark. I agree with you. I love it when family folks get their kids involved in activism, because I think it completely changes the way that these situations can play out. The police in a lot of places will act more cautiously. Obviously, that's not necessarily the case with the D.C. cops, who apparently are more than happy to maybe they'll get violent with the children here if they actually continue to sing.
I got a story like that in my show prep right now.
About a hogtied 5-year-old?
That's right.
Hang on. We'll definitely get to that here. But yeah, I mean, this first of all, so again, I don't blame somebody for being intimidated. First of all, these are probably activists who have never experienced this level of intimidation from the police. Or if they have before, they've never actually stood up for themselves and continued on with what they had intended to do. Because that first time you do that is an incredibly adrenaline-soaked, nerve-wracking experience.
For me, it doesn't get any easier.
What do you mean?
To continue plant my feet. It's incredibly nerve-wracking. It doesn't get any easier.
Oh, I see what you're saying. As you practice
No. And I know that I'm not everybody,
yeah.
But I hate cameras. B, I hate making waves. I don't like going
Ian's
out.
Ian's an adrenaline junkie. Yeah,
he loves this stuff.
That is not true.
You know, but one of the most inspiring things Ian's really ever told me is that when he first started taping cops, one of the cops was a jerk to him. And he's like, oh, your hands are shaking. And Ian's like, it's because you have a gun.
That wasn't when I first started. No, that was 2010 during the drinking game arrest.
Well, you know, even still, the adrenaline to me is terrible.
That, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's difficult to deal with. It doesn't get any easier, at least in my experience, yet.
It's certainly not something that I seek, but they are more than happy to bring it. You know, they're more than happy to bring threats and violence against peaceful people. So these Capitol Police are absolutely outrageous in how they behave here, and I think a lot of people are going to hear this audio, they're going to see this video, and we will post it over on our Facebook and Twitter and Google+ for you to see here shortly. But a lot of people are going to be shocked by this. Because, as I think I actually got this link from Meg McLean, who is a former co-host of Free Talk Live. She doesn't live here at the moment, but she says she will be returning at some point.
And she family issues out in Oregon.
Yeah, she posted this as an example of, look how far this has gone. I mean, not only do these people, in D.C. specifically, but other police elsewhere, threaten children for selling lemonade on a regular basis in the United States, in some places, they also will now threaten children for singing. Now, one of the critics is saying, well, these parents are using the children for their activist purposes. The children couldn't possibly understand what it is that they're doing there, and I disagree.
That doesn't stop the government from stealing their money when they get a little older. When I was 16 years old and I went to work, the government started stealing my money immediately. So the idea that, you know, kids shouldn't be taught to be politically active sounds spurious to me.
We'll come back with more on this. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Capitol Police yelling and threatening arrest to a group of singing children and activists. Your thoughts, welcome. Are they exploiting the children here? This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Skype is also available to you. You can connect with us via username lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. And also, don't forget the website. Lots of features are available there. We've got archives that go all the way back to 2006. You click download, and they're yours for free. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about the government confiscating IRAs or gold like they did back in the 30s? Perhaps nationalizing pension plans. It looks like Detroit did that very recently. Raising taxes? Well, they pretty much do that every year. Perhaps even placing more restrictions on your freedom to travel abroad. They've done that recently. As a matter of fact, if you owe as little as $2,500 to some bureaucracy, they can yank your passport. So, yeah, these things are happening. Some people suggest that that leaving the U.S. is the solution to this. But if you've got a wife and kids and, you know, or husband for that matter, and all that stuff, you know, mortgage, job, those kind of things. Maybe you don't feel like you're ready to just pull up stakes. You can learn the 7 steps to freeing yourself so that no matter what the U.S. government does, you'll be ahead of the game. A dozen experts will be sharing that information live at a very special event in Las Vegas. This is January the 23rd through the 25th. That event's called Passport to Freedom. You'll also learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, ways to quit your job and make money from anywhere. Everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be you'll be able to learn at this 3-day event. Peter Schiff's going to be keynoting there. Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine, also Jeff Berwick from Dollar Vigilante. And as an official radio partner of the event, we've secured early bird offer for our listeners, but you have to go to passport.freetalklive.com to get it. You can get your tickets today because this personal and intimate event is all about taking action. You'll learn stuff there you can't find out online. This new material is something you can act on immediately. So get your tickets today at passport.freetalklive.com.
I'm going to stay here now because this is getting old real fast. Yeah. Every day, I'm done. I'm going to start making arrests.
That's right. He's going to arrest you for singing or apparently just being there.
Maybe praying as well.
In the hallway? In the Capitol building, this Capitol police threatening a group of children and activists.
The woman says, I will just pray silently, and that's when the guard or whatever he is, I don't know if he's a police officer
he's
or security
Capitol
guard.
Police.
Okay, so police officer says, well, I'm sick of this. I will arrest people and I will stand here and watch you. And I think that's incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah, really, really lording over people who are trying to lead some kids in prayer after singing some modified Christmas carols, I guess is what we call them.
He's your typical rotund cop, by the way.
Right, your stereotypical cop.
But that kind of cop mustache.
It's one thing to step on one clause of the First Amendment. It's completely different to step on two.
Yeah.
Like it just gets progressively worse.
Well, and as people refuse to stand up for themselves, as these poor people, you know, they're threatened, they're scared. Can't blame people for being frightened, but as people refuse to stand up for themselves, then these aggressing cops will just take more and more ground.
Right. He just wants them to leave. He doesn't care about their First Amendment rights. Doesn't care about them at all. Doesn't care that his paycheck comes from tax money that these people have paid. He doesn't care about that the hallway was built with the tax money these people paid. He does not consider them his boss in any way, shape, or form, and he's really right to do so because they're not. If these people wanted to fire him, they couldn't do it.
That's true, Mark, but to some extent, the government guys, they have to put up this aura of legitimacy. I mean, it benefits them to not do things like this. Because
apparently not. There's all kinds of commenters on this story that's saying that he's right.
Well, that's true. But I think that to some extent, the reason why you don't see more of these videos is because a lot of cops will think twice if there's a group of singing children. Not all cops are these inhumane robots like these people at the Capitol, apparently, who have no problem whatsoever with acting very intimidating and threatening, literally towering over small children. That when this cop is delivering his threats earlier in the video, he's literally right next to 3 or 4 kids between ages 7 and 10, essentially.
Good job imprinting positive mental attitudes of law enforcement on these kids. Because this is what, thank you so much, Capitol Police, fat Capitol mustachioed Capitol Police guy, because you've shown these kids what your job is all about. Your job is a nasty little killjoy who gets a government paycheck and treats people that that should ostensibly be his bosses as though they're dirt.
Right. He's not going after criminals. He's going after your mom and dad. He's going after you. That has got to be a really tough thing for kids to see, especially when they've gone to school and they've been told, this is officer friendly. If there's somebody that touches you in a strange way, you want to go report it to officer friendly.
If your parents
or whatever.
Smoke pot.
That too.
Yeah, be sure to turn them in. If their grass is too long.
If you see something, say something.
So in a lot of places, this cop would have blown it by doing something like this. I still think that in this day and age, you know, had this been any town USA cop in town hall with a group of school children singing or something like that, if a cop behaved like this in most places,
well, why in the Capitol building though? Why is it that you think that the Capitol building is somehow different?
D.C. in general. I mean, it's such a large, big state place.
This is now national news as opposed to local news.
Well, it may still have been it may still have been national news, you know, if this had happened in another town. It's a lot harder to swing the political capital in a place like D.C. You know, if it's in a smaller place, more people being outraged make it more likely that the police will apologize for their behavior. I don't expect the Capitol Police to apologize in this case. I don't expect them to even comment on this in this case.
No, and the wise thing to do is to not comment.
And honestly, I don't know what level of news has hit, Mark. This is a YouTube video at this point. I can't tell you for sure this is in the news.
And I'll tell you that I don't expect for a second that Americans will care about this in a week.
So that kind of leads into my question. As I see adults standing around here, if you're standing in a hallway or you're walking through the Capitol on business or whatever, and you see these cops saying these things to these singing children, what do you as an individual say?
And I think that this was really a huge opportunity. Now, most
leave those kids alone.
Yeah, I like what they're doing.
Right.
Could you please continue singing? It's great.
These parents, they're agog. These church leaders or parents or whatever, they can't believe what's happening to them. This happens to lots of protesters because they just can't believe the way people act. And then, when it's an authority figure, they tend to clam up. But a person walking by, really could have gone a long way with, "Hey, chubby, why don't you leave the kids alone? Why don't you go back and get a cup? Go get a cup of decaf, because that caffeine's got you acting like a real jerk."
So I'm looking here. I'm curious, Mark. You sparked my curiosity to find out if this actually, in some way, is being reported or was reported in mainstream news. And not really seeing a whole lot here. I'm looking at a Google News search. Raw Story covered it on December 5th, but as far as actual mainstream news, I'm looking at the last month's worth of results for the words Capitol Police singers, and I'm not seeing anything. So, I mean, this is not news.
Raw Story is pretty good about reporting stuff like this.
Yes, but as far as mainstream.
But they're mainstream, aren't they?
No, it's a website.
Raw Story isn't mainstream.
They don't have a news, television, or radio component. Mm. It's just a website.
It's a big website.
It is, because they post news that's unusual, right? They see this as news, and they're correct. It is news. But the mainstream media doesn't see this as news. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I thought it was news. That's why I led the show
with
it tonight.
Status quo, yeah.
Exactly. Status quo for D.C. police to be thugs around families in this case. These are the same cops. Meg says it looks like the cop that threatened the lemonade kids. More coming up.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com, or call 800-593-6273.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got news updates, by the way. You can go and get signed up. Follow us via email. You'll get the most important news about Free Talk Live via our email list. But you'll also get even more if you're on our Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. That's where you'll be given updates during the show. So, for instance, I posted the video of the Capitol Police about 2 weeks ago, yelling at singing children and activists in a hallway outside of one of these House member types offices in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. So I posted that up there. You can get that info by following us on our Facebook page, Google+, Twitter. You can follow any one of those by going to news.freetalklive.com. They're all linked to there. Again, news.freetalklive.com.
CryptoKit.com is the place that you can go to get an extension for a Chrome browser that allows you to have access to, frankly, the easiest to set up and fastest, easiest and fastest to set up a Bitcoin wallet that's out there. Ian, we've used this one. And
I have, and I'm liking it.
Yeah, I found it to be quite easy. Plus, it's got built in both a PGP messenger and a PGP email system.
Yeah, it's a decoder and encoder, so if you want to encode stuff into encrypted, you can do that with this, which is cool, because I've been looking for a tool like this for a long time. And you know what it also has? It's got a updated Bitcoin price at all times. I just went there and looked. I was curious, all right, what's Bitcoin at? Because it's been down big time today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went and clicked, and I compared it, by the way, to Bitcoin average. It seems like they may be using the Bitcoin average number. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that. Okay. That's what they're using.
And another thing it does, which fascinating, is if there's a Bitcoin address on the web page that you're viewing with this extension, you just click on the extension, you pull down, it'll snatch that web address and allow you to send a micropayment to that web address that's right there. This is really great. It's a really great service, and if you're a Bitcoiner, if you're interested in it, this is the thing to get right
now. Hold up, Mark, what's it cost?
It's free.
I mean, this thing's pretty amazing for free.
I think people expect things on the internet to be free, especially extensions, but I guess maybe they're not all right.
Well, if there's useful tools, sometimes they cost money, and in this case, this is a useful tool.
I think it's fair that they cost money. As a matter of fact, I do pay for one particular extension on my Chrome browser, but yeah, cool. CryptoKit.com. Crypto is spelled with a K. KRYPTOKIT.com.
All right, let's continue here. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. We're talking about the Capitol Police cracking down. There were no arrests made, but that's because the people stopped singing when they were demanded by the police to stop singing.
What do you think they should have done?
Well, I think they should have considered in advance what they wanted to do if something like this were to happen. Obviously, if you get caught off guard, not really, you know, you didn't expect the police to go after you and a group of children for singing in the hallway. If you didn't expect that, it can be very surprising when these things happen. I think that if you're going to go into a situation where the police are going to be around, you should expect that arrests are possible. You should consider what circumstances, under which circumstances are you willing to be arrested, how you will, you know, behave when threatened with arrest.
I think they did the right thing in this particular instance. I think that somebody who was walking by, the people walking by, should have had a little more nerve and said something to the effect of, "Hey, chubby, just leave those kids alone."
Let me go to Adam in Maryland, see what he thinks about all this. And by the way, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Normally I agree with you on things like this when videos are released, but it just seems to me like the people involved with this protest were exploiting their kids.
Okay. And you think they were exploiting their kids?
They were, yes.
How were they doing that?
Yeah, define that, please.
Well, number one, if you're familiar with, like, protests, there's a thing called a traditional public forum, which is like, you know, a sidewalk or not in the streets, but near the streets, or where like public events have occurred before. I don't know that the Senate hallways in D.C. are a traditional public forum to hold protests. It seems to me like it wouldn't be.
I totally disagree. It seems like a completely appropriate place.
I mean,
it's not a public forum.
Yeah, it is. It's a public place, and it's a, you know, it's not a four-way. It's the equivalent of an indoor sidewalk at that point. They're not in the office. They're in the hallway.
Right. I mean, here's what I got to ask you guys. If, you know, when you do your business on a daily basis, you know, calling around to, like, radio program directors. And
on private property?
Well, you're still doing business.
I'm just going to stop you right there. On private property?
You're still doing business. You're trying to conduct business.
So they weren't blocking the hallway.
No, they weren't blocking, but they were making a noise disturbance.
Right. So they did stop immediately when the police officer asked them. And then what he decided to do was lord over them while they were going to, be in silent prayer.
I'm sorry.
Wait a second. This is where I sort of diverged there was that he was bothering these people after they said they were going to be quiet. They never got a second chance. And then he stands well above these kids and threatens arrest.
Look, the point about they're making noise, hey, I'm sorry, if you want to do business in the government hallways, then too bad if there's people around singing, because the idea of free speech should not be infringed on the government property in this case. It's arguably a public place in a public building. They absolutely had a right to be there, in my opinion, and they certainly have a right to sing. I'm glad that you got onto this subject. Yes, singing is louder than murmuring in a hallway, and singing also is a very important form of protest. This is one of the things that I think that activists should do more of. I've been critiqued by certain activists on this during the Concord Bearcat situation. I suggested that some of the people involved in protesting that, this police tank that was coming to Concord, New Hampshire, by singing Thanks But No Tanks. It was a song that we sang here in Keene multiple times, city council meetings, for instance, when they were looking at getting this tank in Keene. And I feel like singing, and there's a real strong argument for this, and a very historical one, that singing is a way to really bring people's voices together rather than having this cacophony of different people yelling or talking about whatever issue or yelling at the police. It's a way to harmonize. It's a way to have a consistent message. It's a way to have fun. It's a way to bring people in, you know, from the outside, interest to, you know, bring their interest to what you're doing. Singing is really effective activism, and it's got a long history, like, for instance, in the freedom movement in the 1960s of being utilized. And the police have beaten people down for this. I mean, it's also got a long, horrible history of people being abused for singing in protest because of people who have positions like what you're saying, Adam. Oh, well, you're being disruptive.
Well, all right. I agree with you that it's effective activism. However, let's go back to the point of, do you think children should be involved when potential arrest of the adults could happen?
Absolutely.
So here's the difficult part with this, Adam. I know that I kind of, this is all icky to me to some extent too. But then I wonder, and I think about the, you know, the black civil rights movements in the 60s, and then children were definitely a part of that. And I guess, do you think that it's exploit, you know, do you think that the black parents that allowed or brought their black children to, you know, raise their voices in a variety of different ways for more freedom for themselves were exploiting their kids? Now, I'm not saying apples and oranges here. I'm saying, you know, that is a form of protest. Do you think that that was exploitative?
Well, I wasn't there to see it, so I'm not sure.
That's a pretty lame dodge. You can go ahead and do
this.
You can go ahead and do some research tonight and call back tomorrow with an answer if that's what you want to do.
Right, you weren't there to see this either.
I saw the video. I didn't.
Oh, you saw 54 seconds of what happened.
Well, that's the other thing. If you listen to the cop, he said that you've been doing this multiple days in a row.
Yeah, that's right. Good for them for having some consistency.
So that may have not been the first time that this, you know, cops said anything to them. So we know, as far as we know, we don't know what happened prior to that videotape.
That's right. You don't know what happened prior to the videotape.
I do know that when I show up to sit down and wait to see someone, it's a pretty important issue to me. So I think if it's John Boehner's office,
right?
I think if he had taken 30 seconds or someone from his office had actually given them an audience and they felt heard, maybe they would have gone away.
Maybe you're right about that. Hey, Adam, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But why be nice when you can send the police in and have them make threats? We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here to take your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, or you can enjoy all the features on the site. I had a young lady ask me a question about the Amazon link that we have over at shop.freetalklive.com. She wasn't sure if it was working, because when you click on those links, it doesn't say anything like, you came from Free Talk Live. There's no real indicator that makes it obvious that it's working, but it's working. Just you just have to believe that it is. I mean, if some people have sent me the items that they have purchased, so I can look at the purchase logs to make sure that they were, you know, that they made it on there, and they do. As long as you go through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Now, what happens when you go to shop.freetalklive.com? There are links there to Amazon and Newegg. You click into the one that is right for you. So there's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click into the one that is appropriate. You then have your normal Amazon shopping experience, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's a big help to us when you do this, especially right now. It's a perfect time for it with holiday shopping going on as we speak. Great deals are available. It's the same Amazon shopping experience you're used to. Same free Super Saver shipping, great prices, all of that. You're just entering through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com, and we sure do appreciate it.
60% of the home equity lines of credit that are currently out there that exist were opened between 2004 and 2006. These lines of credit are interest only for the first 10 years. That's how they're set up. After that, then there's a principal aspect to them. That means starting next month, since next month is 10 years after 2004, many people's lives are going to be changing dramatically and likely for the worse. There's good news, though. The Mortgage Minute Guy, and that's Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, can help you to roll that line of credit into a new first mortgage. Now, Ian, you asked me what a first was.
Yes.
It says it's a new first here with a lower rate. So real quick, what that is you've heard of a second mortgage, right?
Sure.
A second mortgage is the mortgage you get after you've had a first mortgage.
Okay.
So generally, people don't call a first mortgage a first. They just call it a mortgage. That's kind of an industry term, but that's what it is. A mortgage is the first mortgage. So they're the first payee on a home loan. Rates are probably lower now than they're going to be for the rest of your life. That's what I'm guessing, because the Federal Reserve is meeting right now. As a matter of fact, we're expecting some kind of announcement later on this week of what they're intending to do as far as mortgage rates, and that's going to affect the rate. It's going to go up. It's going to go down based on what they say. So, give them a call now. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
We have been talking about the Capitol Police in D.C. threatening children and activists who are singing in the hallway out in front of one of the House members' offices. They were singing presumably a protest song. You don't really hear a whole lot of it in the video clip. It's only about a 54-second clip that we've linked to on our Facebook page and elsewhere. But they're threatening them. They're saying they've had enough. I've had enough of this. And that he's going to start making arrests. if this continues. So what I wanted to ask about this was it's kind of this question of children, because somebody suggested that this is essentially using children, that you are exploiting the children, yes, in this case as parents, bringing what appear to be, you know, maybe 6, 7, 8-year-old range, maybe as old as 10 or something like that, to this particular event, that is exploitative. And, Mark, you are the father of a 5-year-old.
That's
going
right,
on
he'll be 6 shortly.
Now, obviously, there's some things in life that Jack doesn't really have a grasp on.
Yeah,
as far
that's
as,
pretty clear.
Jack may not understand the nuances of public policy when it comes to immigration and, you know, how, for instance, if you wanted to immigrate, you might have to hire an attorney, mm-hmm, to assist you with this and the paperwork. He probably wouldn't be very helpful if you sat him down and said, Jack, can you fill out this immigration paperwork for me?
Nope, but he certainly would know if he met a person that he liked and wanted them to be able to stay in the country or something.
Another way to put that would be that if you've got a guy who lives on your property as a security agent, if this guy who is
comes and goes.
Well, you know, he's kind of a traveler,
yeah,
and so, you know, if it were that if he were an immigrant, he's not, but if he were an immigrant and the police were going to come and take him away and Jack liked him, then you could explain to Jack that, well, these men are going to come and take him, even though he hasn't hurt anybody else. Do you think that's right, Jack? Would Jack be able to process a question like that, do you think?
I can tell you he would know whether he liked it or not. Yeah. I don't know about what right, and I'm not sure.
Do you like that, then?
Yeah.
Do you think he could have an opinion about whether he liked it or not?
Right, and that's what a protest is. It doesn't matter whether you're morally right or morally wrong. Freedom of speech doesn't mean that you're right or wrong. Freedom of speech means you have the right to give your opinion, and he could give that opinion.
My point being that I don't believe, contrary to what some of the critics of this protest are saying, I don't believe these kids are in the dark about what they're there for. I think they absolutely know the effects of the immigration crackdown that is happening in this country on their family members, because you can see there's definitely some Hispanic-looking folks in this particular event, and no doubt that these laws have had a personal effect on these kids. They don't have to understand how the law's written or read legalese to be able to participate consensually in a protest like this.
So I'm not sure I agree with Adam, the previous caller's point that kids are being exploited here, but I think he brought up another point, which is essentially where does public property, like what you're trying to do here, Ian, and Nimmy seems to agree to some extent, is essentially use public property against the bureaucrats. If you can sing in the hallway outside of Boehner's office, why can't you sing in Boehner's office?
You should be able to sing in,
right,
Boehner's
office.
That's
what you believe. And the difficulty here is essentially this is the position of a person who is an anarchist, a person who believes in no government whatsoever, because
that's
you
not true.
Simply
I just believe in free speech. I'm not an anarchist.
Function that way, right? Like a government.
What are you, okay. Good. Good. These people shouldn't
right,
be
that's
functioning.
What you, right. That is what you're talking about. Is that what this position is? Either, you know, either you're for total freedom of speech or you're for the government. You can't really be for both at the same time, because one will cancel out the other.
If the office
with your
is
interpretation,
open, they should be able to go in and sing in that damn office if they want to.
Why should they be able? Why should you be able to close the thing for business at night?
Well, there's an argument to be made for that. But,
I mean, why shouldn't I be able to throw a brick through the window and go in and sing?
You could then argue that by opening it all night would increase costs, so there's a small government argument to keep it closed all night.
But small government's still an argument for government.
Well, I'm not arguing for government. I'm just playing devil's
advocate. No, you're not.
Let me go to the phones here. AC's been waiting patiently. AC, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I saw my father. He was watching Bill O'Reilly tonight. I think it was from last night. And they were talking about hold on a minute. I got to take off my speakerphone.
That's always a good idea. But I couldn't tell, actually.
No, it was a really good speakerphone.
You were on speakerphone. So
well, actually, you're actually really loud in my ear.
Okay.
No, sorry for that, buddy.
Anyway, he had John Stossel on, and they were talking about legalizing marijuana. And Bill O'Reilly was going off about how, well, you know, you have all these marijuana, these medical marijuana clinics, and there's people going in there who say they're there for medical marijuana, but instead they're going out and taking it and selling it to kids and stuff. And I'm sitting there saying, you know what, Bill?
Think of the children.
Yeah.
Where do these kids get their money?
Allowance.
Yeah. But anyway, I was sitting there talking about with my dad, like, you know, they need to be legalized marijuana. In fact, they need to legalize all drugs. And my dad's like, are you serious? I'm like, well, what about if someone gets inebriated on a marijuana and crashes a car? I mean, come on, think about it. And
well, what if somebody gets inebriated on alcohol?
Exactly my point. And I just had this conversation with for a couple of minutes. And it was mostly about marijuana. And he talks about how marijuana is more harmful, that science proves that marijuana is more harmful than tobacco because of the THC and stuff. And at one point,
ridiculous.
Your father hasn't researched this in a couple of decades. He developed an opinion some time ago, and
he smoked marijuana. He told me I smoked it for 20 years.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. And one of the things about what was interesting.
Do you think he'd be? Does he think that he would be a better person today had he spent 5 years in jail because if he had gotten caught for it?
I didn't ask him that. That would
Because it's a really tough question. Oftentimes what people are saying when they don't want marijuana legalized is what they're saying is I wish nobody did marijuana. And now that's an entirely different conversation than marijuana should be illegal. You know, wishing that things would go away is kind of a conversation for fairy tales and fiction books. But, you know, we don't live in that world. So really what you have to say is do you think the people who are arrested and prosecuted and spend time in jail and sometimes hundreds and thousands of dollars to get lawyers and all these things are somehow better off because of the illegality of marijuana? And that's an entirely different conversation. Most of them won't say yes to
AC, if you were leading up to something, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here in the second hour of the program. Still, I think, a lot to talk about on the issue of children and protest.
Absolutely.
And exploitation. We can still get back into the public property issue as well. You can bring up your aspect if you would like. You can also bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquid. Liquidators end of year flooring clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.